Good afternoon, everyone. This is Franklin Malone, the host, CEO of 100 Fathers, and the host of the Fathers Next Level Empowerment Hour. I am the legendary leader for Washington, D.C., and here to give you some information, education, and destination. I also would like to introduce my co-host, Lana Malone Hallamaria. We're going to have a show today. Lana?
Yeah, hey. This is Lana Hallamaria, Malone Hallamaria. I'm out here, let me tell you all, I'm out here in Denver, Colorado, and you would not believe we are having our third or fourth snow of April. And so I'm not even where I'm supposed to be, which is at home recording. So I'm in the car. So I want you all to just pray for me, and we're just going to work through it, okay? Because they don't want us to be great, but we're on this phone anyway. We're going to get it done.
All right. Thank you. So today we talk about justice in America. We talk about the things that are needed for the black community. The black community needs wealth in order to buy the things they need, to do the things they need to do, to accomplish the things that they need to accomplish. We need to spend our capital with companies that will support our ideas, our ideals, and our families. We need to look to other ways to build wealth. The black community controls $1.6 trillion or more. But yet that money is spent on companies and with people who don't care about us or our ideals. We're saying there's a better way.
And that's super evident, especially by just this 1 week. I mean, we have been through it, you all, with the Chauvin trial going on, and then Brother Dante Wright, being murdered at the hands of police in the same city where this police officer is being tried. And then that's the low, right? And then we get the high of the guilty verdict. Yes, all right, we got one. And then what happens? The very next day, they take away a 16-year-old black girl, up and coming. She's gone. Very next day in Columbus, Ohio. And so as a people, we are going through it right now. And you might be thinking, you know, that is hopeless, or you might be just really frustrated or really angry. There's all the feeling. Nothing's wrong with however you feel about what's going on. You might even be apathetic, like you just over it, don't care, checked out. You can't cry every time anymore. The thing is, we're looking for what to do. Some people go to activism. Other people, you know, lock arms with allies. The other way that we can address the frustrations of being black in this country is to deal with our lack of wealth. Money, money, money. In this country, money talks. Money talks. Wealth that we are able to accumulate as a community, the more powerful we can be. And it might not seem like it's immediately connected, but it is. It is. We can influence things like our local government so that they can influence what is going on with these police forces. But beyond that, we can sit at tables that we've never been at before if we can get this wealth gap closed. So today's conversation offers us a new insight, a new perspective on how we have been taught and trained to become wealthy. Okay, I don't know about you all. I'm Generation X, a little younger than my father. But I was taught to, you know, work for a company, save your money, retire, put it in the 401k, and that's how you get wealthy and you live okay. That is not going to work for us by itself anymore. We need new ideas and a fresh perspective, and I'm so glad to have our guest for today.
I want to just give you this word before we get started. It's written in the book. It says that he will turn the wealth of the wicked over to the righteous. And during these Kairos moments where God has stopped time, stopped everything, we have an opportunity. So let's find out what's available for us. Let's educate ourselves on new currencies and new opportunities, and let's take action together. I'm excited to have on our call tonight, we have Lori Boca, who is the executive director of a company known as VBIT. We also have Mr. Brent Pradmore, who is the regional director. The reason we have them on, because they have a unique way for us to access wealth. Now, before I go to Lori, I want to ask you, Brent, to explain Bitcoin. Everybody I talk to seems like they say they know about Bitcoin, but they really don't understand it. Can you explain it so that our public, our listeners, can understand what is Bitcoin?
To put it simple, Frank, thank you so much for inviting us, you and Lana inviting us to share some thoughts today. Well, Bitcoin is a decentralized digital currency. And it's sort of like, to put it simple, internet money, right? No government controls it, no corporate entity. It is a powerful, what the United States government labels it as an asset, but it also can be used as a means of exchange for currency. So to put it in simple terms, Frank, internet money.
Okay. Thank you. Now, as we get into the understanding of this new generational wealth that has occurred, it's my understanding there's a digital revolution going on right now that the black community can take advantage of. Can you explain that, please?
Yes. Frank, there is a revolution going on. I'm 57 years old, and I've seen digital take over everything. From the entire way we live, from phones, the way we communicate on the phone, the way we communicate via mail, the way we consume music, to videos, to television. Everything has been digitized. And now the financial world is being digitized. Money is being digitized. And right now, we've got over 106 million people around the world that's currently using Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. And you've got institutional investors, that are creating Bitcoin funds that wealthy investors can invest in. And you've got companies like Tesla and Square and Cash App, just to name a few, that are heavily involved in Bitcoin, where you can buy and sell Bitcoin. You can use Bitcoin as a means of exchange. And, this is happening right now. In fact, many of you might have seen a Bitcoin ATM in a gas station in your neighborhood. There is actually a tsunami of adoption taking place, not only from the masses, but from the wealthiest people and corporations in this country and around the world. But the good news is, Frank, that our community, and that's what we're doing now, is making many aware who may be not aware of what's happening. We have an opportunity to front run this thing, to get in front of the wave before it becomes adopted worldwide and then it's just normal to pay your bills in Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies. And that's where we are right now. So there's an opportunity to the greatest transfer of wealth is taking place right now. But if you don't know about it, if you're not aware of it, you can't position yourself to ride that wave. And that's why we're here today, to make our community aware of this and folks to position themselves so that they can not only create wealth for themselves now but also generational wealth moving forward. And as Lana said, at the end of the day, money talks in America. And when you can help elect congressmen and senators and sheriffs and things like that, district attorneys, et cetera, guess what? When you're putting money in their pocket, guess what? They pay attention to you, and they do what it is you want them to do. And so we have to, you know, close the wealth gap in order to really get economically strong. And if we're economically strong, then a lot of the issues in our community can be solved.
Now, you spoke about wealth, and I ran across the story of a lady named Lori Booker, who was a real estate agent, but she's not really doing real estate. As a matter of fact, I met a whole lot of people that was doing some other things, real estate, but now they're doing something called mining. They're doing Bitcoin mining. Lori, can you explain what is Bitcoin mining?
Go ahead, Frank. Finish your question.
How does Bitcoin mining build wealth?
Yeah, first I would like to say thank you, Lana and Franklin, for having us and in your registration. And yes, the answer to your question, Mr. Franklin, we are a Bitcoin mining company. What we are doing is we are a hardware reseller, and we host and maintain the computer of whoever wants to buy a computer. And in return, we get rewarded Bitcoin every single day. And that Bitcoin, because it's digital money, right, that is also turned to cash. And it's like buying the money printing machine, and it's just up to you if you want to print small money or large money. But that's what we are. We are just a hardware reseller, and we host and maintain the computer.
Now, my understanding is the banks make their money by the transactions that occur all over the world, that there's $250 billion a day made by banks just getting paid every time you swipe that card. Is that the same thing with Bitcoin?
Yes, Mr. Franklin. So as a Bitcoin miner, we are getting paid through a transaction fee of every time somebody uses Bitcoin, buy and sell anywhere in the world. We, as a Bitcoin miner, we get paid transaction fee. It's like a bank. You're right about that. And not only that, as a Bitcoin miner, we get paid two ways. The newly generated Bitcoin, and also to verify the transaction of Bitcoin. So yes, there's $5 trillion is moving around the world every single day, and 5% goes to the transaction fee, which is $250 billion that you and I can be part of through Bitcoin. So isn't that very exciting? Like Brent is talking about, you know, this kind of. Making money is never done in the history of mankind, and it's, we don't want people to miss it.
You know, this is why I had you all on this show, because I heard that there's a financial revolution going on right now, and people don't know about it. So many people do not understand that they can get involved with this digital movement and change their whole outlook and financial status. How does one access the ability to be a miner, and what kind of money does that pay? Can you give us an idea?
Well, it's I started this 2.5 years ago, Mr. Franklin. I started only with $1,000, and as I make more money, I buy more power, because in this Bitcoin mining company, all we are buying is the power of the computer. So the more money I make, I just keep buying more power. Today, in the beginning, I said, If I can only make $20,000-$30,000 a month, I'll be very happy. And a year later, I start making six-figure income. This is now my 2.5 years in the business. I am now making seven-figure income. So my goal of making six-figure income a year become six-figure income a month. So that did I know that I'm going to be making this kind of money? I know I'm going to be making money, but not in my wildest dream I'll be making this kind of money, you know, because I wish I could tell the whole world, you know. I'm so busy talking to people every day that for the last 2 years I've been having urgency to reach out as many people as I can, because I don't want them to miss it. So our job right now is just to really educate people, share this information, because they cannot afford to miss it.
So you're making seven figures working as a Bitcoin miner. Now, I also understand, Brent, you had a similar story. How did you get into this type of business? Brent?
He might be on mute.
Okay.
Did you
I apologize, guys.
Sorry,
I did. Sorry.
Tell us your story.
Yeah, you know, I was apathetic, like probably many of your listeners right now. I heard of Bitcoin for many years. I'm 57. I don't want to learn anything new. I'm kind of stuck in my ways, and I just, you know, didn't want to learn anything new. So I kind of, okay, all right, fine, that's good, you know. And I knew nothing about Bitcoin mining, and Lori, who is a really good friend of mine, we've known each other for many years, she called me a little over 2 years ago telling me about this, and I just wasn't interested. I was busy trying to make money and moving on with my life. Like so many people probably listening in your audience, you're so busy trying to keep your head above water that the transfer of wealth is happening in front of you. And you're just going to miss it because you're caught up trying to keep up, you know, with your lifestyle, and can't catch up because the wealth gap keeps growing and growing and growing. And here's a solution knocking on my door, and I'm saying no to Lori for 2 years. Thank God she didn't give up on me. Thank God she cared about me enough to finally get my attention. And then I got a chance to meet the CEO of the company, got a chance to sit and talk with him and the co-founder for several hours. And then I began to educate myself on the space and I was just blown away. And I could not believe what I was saying no to for 2 years. And I got involved. I got some mining equipment, started mining. I mean, today, listen, I had an accident back in 2019, December 12th, and I've been in rehab for over a year. And I started mining a few months ago, and now, Frank, just with the mining equipment that I've purchased, which VBit hosts for me, I'm generating five figures a month, just sitting on my couch, going to rehab, coming back home, and is projected next year to mine over $500,000. And then eventually, over the next 5 years, my equipment will mine me in the neighborhood of $3 million. So you tell me, if timing isn't everything, you tell me if opportunity isn't everything. And there's nobody that's listening in this audience can work hard enough to make that kind of money. And if they are working hard enough to make that kind of money, the difference between me and them, Frank, is that I'm home sitting in my couch and they're going to their office or they're doing something. They're trading time for dollars. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Now, what I want to ask you before we really drill down and let people know how that can become a part of really generating some income, changing their paradigm in their lives, who are the competitors in this mining business in America? Who are the competing companies for this type of wealth generation, Bitcoin mining?
Is that question for me, Frank?
You, Lori, do you know who the competitors are?
There's not that many competitors, Frank. Most of our competitors are actually outside the country. That's why we are so unique, because there's not that many Bitcoin mining company in U.S. And we are in U.S. Mm-hmm.
I understand China is one of the largest competitors in mining. Is that true?
Yeah, they are mining their own also coins. China is also mining their own coins. But for Bitcoin mining company like us, like Bybit, there's not a lot of people out here in U.S. And I'm going to also have to tell you the difference between other company and us. What separates us from other Bitcoin mining company? Most of the mining company, they are just leasing their computers. So when you give them your money, you only have like certain years that you can mine Bitcoin. Let's say, example, if you give them $10,000 and they give you 2 years to mine, after 2 years, you stop mining. But in Bybit, we own our own computers. Once the company sold us the computer, we own it, the lifespan of the computer, until the computer doesn't work anymore. So there's a reason why we're so unique compared to other company, because of our we are almost like you buy the computers, you own it, and then if you don't want it, you can sell it. But all the other Bitcoin mining company, they hold your computer, they hold your Bitcoin. You don't have the access to it. Sometimes they let you hold it for 2 years, and then you cannot even touch it. Our company, we are transparent, 100% transparent. Once you have your Bitcoin, you are the 100% in control what you do with it. You can transfer it to another exchange. You can sell it. You can do whatever you want with it. So that's what I love about our company, because, you know, compared to other company, we're 100% transparent.
So you're telling me that the average individual can invest some money in this and be making money day and night. Day and night. They can make money while they're asleep, depending on how much they invest, and get a ROI, a return on their investment. Is that what you're telling
me? Correct, Mr. Franklin. So we cannot guarantee how much the money they make, because the Bitcoin price goes up and down. But the only thing we can guarantee, every single day they will get their Bitcoin. It's like farming Bitcoin. That's why Bitcoin mining is better than buying, because with buying you only have certain amount of Bitcoin. After you bought it, you hold on to it, it's still going to be the same amount of Bitcoin. But Bitcoin mining, every single day we're mining more and more Bitcoin. That's why Bitcoin mining is more profitable than buying.
Bitcoin mining is more profitable than buying.
Correct.
Because once you buy it and you sell it, you don't have it anymore.
Correct.
And but when you mine it, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's a beautiful concept.
I'm going to give you an example, Mr. Franklin. If today I would buy one Bitcoin, I will pay for $60,000. I will hold on to it for 3 years, hoping the price of Bitcoin goes up. But because it's volatile, it goes up, it goes down. When it goes down, to 50,000, I'm starting to panic. And I said, I better sell it. I don't want to lose all my money. So I just lost $10,000. But if I hold on to it, in a couple months, it went up to 80,000, I just made 20,000. But the problem about buying, after I sold it, I have no more Bitcoin. Now, amount of money, I will buy the machine that mine Bitcoin, the same $60,000 that generates Bitcoin for me every single day. So every single day, I accumulate more Bitcoin every day. And let's say in 3 years, I have 5 Bitcoin. So even if the Bitcoin price goes down to 50,000, but because I have 5 of them, that's 250,000, I still need 190,000. And if it goes up to 80,000, because I have 5 of them, it's 400,000. I just made over $300,000. But the difference about the mining and the buying, after I sold my Bitcoin, I still have the machine that continue mining for me for a couple years.
So we have an opportunity where our public can learn how to get these mining machines and be able to create wealth. We're talking about generational wealth. We're talking about the opportunity to make money while they sleep. Correct. And I understand this is a business and it is tax deductible. Can you tell us about that part?
Yes, because if you buy the machine through like stock, you know, like people do trading, they cannot tax write off their Bitcoin. But if they buy the machine that mine Bitcoin, it is 100% tax deductible.
Mm. This is something the community needs to know about. Bitcoin mining. This is a real opportunity. And I understand it's one of the greatest wealth transfers in the past 10 years.
Yes, and it's also going to be the biggest transfer of wealth in the history of mankind. It's never done like this. In our lifetime, maybe this is it for us, because I don't think so. Maybe there is another opportunity later on, like another technology, but for me, this is it. In my lifetime, this is it for me. I thank God, and I'm so blessed to be part of Bybit and also to found Bybit at this time in my life that I become financially free.
That's fantastic. That's the story you want to tell. Yes.
If I'd like to add this too, okay?
Please.
Many people right here are, have witnessed the internet, become mainstream. People have witnessed cell phones become mainstream. People have witnessed streaming music become mainstream. Nobody buys a CD anymore. Nobody buys a record anymore. Am I right?
That's correct.
Okay, so we watch movies go streaming digital. We don't go to Blockbuster anymore. In fact, Blockbuster no longer exists, right? So when it comes to digital currencies, to show you the power of it, a company by the name of Coinbase, which is a website that exchanges cryptocurrencies for U.S. dollars, went public. And two people that many in our community probably know, Kevin Durant, he's a basketball player with the Brooklyn Nets. He invested $1 million in Coinbase prior to Coinbase going public. And when Coinbase went public last week, Kevin Durant turned $1 million into $54 million. A rapper by the name of Nas that all of us know, he invested money in Coinbase. And when Coinbase went public, he made $100 million. So it shows you that, this shift and this generational wealth that's available to ordinary people like us, it's there for us to take. But we've got to be aware. Number two, we've got to stop being apathetic and pay attention. Number three, we've got to slow down a little bit. Many people are working two and three jobs and overtime and double overtime just trying to keep their head above water, Frank, and they don't have time to even think. They don't even know what's going on in the world. And the reason why they're working so hard is because they're fighting against a dollar that's deflating. So you need more and more money just to pay for what your lifestyle. And you can't work enough hours. You can't get enough jobs to beat inflation. What you have to do is find an opportunity that can not only beat inflation, but surpass inflation so that now you have room to enjoy your life, educate your kids, travel. And with Bitcoin mining, you actually get an opportunity to have fun and have time to enjoy it, because guess what? If you leverage money and you leverage people, that means that you have time. And when you have time, you can make more money. When you have time, You can enjoy a life. When you have time, you can make a bigger impact in the world. Just wanted to make that point, Frank.
That's a great point to be made. And what we're trying to do is to educate, especially the black community, that you don't have to just stick to what you've been doing. There's some new ways for you to generate wealth, for you to get out here and to take care of your family, for you to send that kid to college or to save up for your dreams. It doesn't have to be the traditional way. We need to look at, I think somebody told me the story about Uber. I know in D.C. if you wanted to get a cab, you had to go to the guy with the medallion, and then you had to pay him for a medallion in order to drive a cab. Now, with digital currency coming around, there's Uber and Lyft, and you can go into business for yourself and get paid by yourself, all digital. Isn't that true? So this is the same concept that we're trying to educate the black community. It's time to make a change. It's time to do something different, to have something different. Sometimes you have to take a risk in order to succeed. And so we want to educate everyone that there's more ways to make generational wealth. You know, money's not the root of evil. Love of money is the root to all evil. Because we expect if you're successful, you're going to support the sick, the needy, and the poor. But here's an opportunity to do just that, to better our communities, to pool our money, and to make a difference. Now, at this time, I'm going to take a break for a message, and then we're going to come back on the other side, and then we're going to drill down and talk about how can people take advantage of this digital revolution that is before us. Right now, I'm coming up on time for a message, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about how can black people take advantage of this great wealth that is before them right now, because I'm not going to sit here and let it pass us by. Thank you.
Good evening to Frank Malone. This portion of the program is sponsored by Sunshine Youth Division. Right now, we want to say thank you to Dr. E. Faye Williams. She's president and CEO of the National Congress of Black Women, and she invites all to the Lift Every Voice Black Agenda report card on President Biden, the first 100 days. President Biden said he would have our backs. On the eve of his first 100 days, a panel of Black America's leading scholars, analysts, and activists will grade his performance so far. We're talking about Mayor Ross Baraka, Brother Chokwe Lumumba, D.C.'s own Nkechi Tahifa, Reverend Mark Thompson, Ron Daniels from Institute of the Black World, Ron Daniels from Institute of the Black World 21 Century will live stream on IBW21.org and at IBW21st. Other frontline black leaders will also be there. Dr. Julianne Malvo, activist Tamika Mallory, Dr. Greg Carr, also author and activist Bill Fletcher, just to name a few. Watch live Thursday, April 29th, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Remember, this is not a game. Get the report card from Black America. Also sponsoring this portion of the program is one of my favorite authors, and that is Booker M.L. Her eye-opening advice to everyone is, it's not about dying, it's about living and preserving your memory. Her must-read book is titled, It's Not About Me, It's About Them. Listen, every family and person should get her book for not only themselves, but they make great gifts because it's a complete guide, step by step, to be prepared when the inevitable time that death touches any one of us. The book guides the reader, relaxes the reader, and the advice is priceless. It's not about me, it's about them. Find it online at wrappedinone.com. That's wrapped, WRAPPED dash the letter N dash the number 1.com, wrappedin1.com, or phone Booker ML at 202-526-7011. And last but not least, join Linda Sherman on the Greater D.C. Chapter National Action Network Prayer Line every Saturday for 30 minutes in response to COVID-19. The call is free and all are welcome. Our radio host, Minister Frank Malone, is the featured guest speaker who delivers a timely, inspiring, spiritual message that empowers everyone listening. Join them Saturdays at 12 noon. Call in at 712-770-5384. The code is 400-847. That number and code again, 712-770-5384. The code 400-847. And now, back to Father's Next Level Empowerment Hour with our radio host, Frank, and his co-host, Lana.
Thank you so much, Nia 2X. This is Nia 2X Radio, the voice of the people. I want you all to know, I was looking up in my book on biblical terms, and it says that money is a seed. It's a seed to be used to propagate the gospel in righteousness. That money is supposed to be a part of any movement. There is no movement without generating wealth, without people supporting one another. It is time for the black community to pay attention to what is going on around us. There is a financial revolution going on right now. You must be educated and understand and get involved. Do not be left behind. This is the way that the surfer gets on with the surfboard and rides it in the shore. But if you're not out there to ride this wave, you're not coming anywhere. It's a lot of people looking for a boat to come in, but they never sent one out for it to come in. So I have my guests, Lori Booker and Brant Pradmore. They represent an organization called VBIT that is doing what's called Bitcoin mining. And I had them on for the specific purpose to introduce the black community to a new way of making money. This is a way that you need to educate yourself. Find out why people are getting money, why they sleep. I've seen some people making $300 a day, $30 a day, $50 a day, $500 a day. It depends on what your investment is. But I want you to understand that Bitcoin mining is a way for you to get there. So let's talk about Lori, how can a person, just the average person, get involved with Bitcoin mining?
Yes, Mr. Franklin, anybody can start a small package. We have a small package that we also offer 50% down, but the company is already giving you 100% of the power that you can make 100% money, even though you only paid 50% down. So we have that option for somebody who cannot afford to pay the whole amount, the whole full price. So our we can start anywhere from 2,000 all the way to 100,000. It's up to them what they can afford. But not only that, our company is also have a business attached to it that beside mining, that if you can start signing up as a affiliate program, paying one time $149, you can start making money right away by just referring people. So I do see some people in the past that they had no money and they start being an affiliate member and start making money right away, and they use that money that they make to buy the package that they want. So we have an opportunity for everyone, money or no money, as long as they have the desire to make a lot of money and also to learn the business. So we have opportunity for everyone.
You know, I have a lot of fathers I represent who pay child support, who support their families, who are looking for a way to generate wealth. I have men who are coming out of being locked up. You know, being here in D.C., our young men that are locked up, I sent to 322 different prisons around the country. When they come back, they still have families and children to take care of. Here's an opportunity for a changed individual, any individual, to take advantage of a digital revolution that is happening right now. If you're interested, if you want to know more, go to 100fathers.org. Come on in on our website. Send us a note, and we'll reach back out to you and get you to the people who can get you the understanding of what you need to be doing to be a part of the greatest wealth transfer in the past 10 years. Now, Brent, I want you to give us a greater understanding about this wealth transfer and how it is working now. Can you give us some stories about people who have come on board? Because it hasn't been that long. How long has the company been operating? And give me some stories about some people whose lives it has changed by Bitcoin mining.
Well, Frank, I tell you, I know that, you know, Lori can probably share some more of that with the audience. What I can say is, you know, I'm a testament to it. I mean, this Bitcoin mining has definitely changed my life for certain. You know, like I said before, you know, with me being disabled at this point, you know, sort of, you know, going to rehab, having two hip surgeries, total hip replacement, have to get a second surgery on my hand, and being able to get involved in Bitcoin mining, generating five figures a month. And I mentioned over the next 5 years, I will make about $3 million. I was wrong. I will make about $10 or $11 million over the next 5 years, simply Bitcoin mining. And so it is a phenomenal opportunity. Whether you're a person that's a nurse, a doctor, engineer, candlestick maker, if you own a small business, you know, especially small business owners, you know, Frank, I own several traditional businesses. And in the last recession, you know, those businesses got shut down with many others. But the businesses that continued to thrive were businesses that were based on the Internet, similar to with COVID, when all those small businesses got shut down, many went out of business. But the Amazon stock doubled, and and all the online stores, they made a ton of money because people were ordering groceries coming to their house. They were ordering clothing coming to their house. They were doing everything from home, from their computer. They were working from home, educating their kids from home. And so it's an opportunity for small business owners who want an opportunity to really digitize their financial situation where they can actually make money while they sleep without a brick and mortar, without, you know, all that expense, without the expenses that come along with it. And that's it. I have another friend that she's in law enforcement and, you know, she wanted to retire. She, you know, she wasn't really happy with her pension. And, you know, she actually got COVID and she had to stay home for 6 weeks and she didn't really want to go back to work, but she felt she had to. And she'd been on the job for 30 years. And I got her, I told her, listen, just trust me and get some mining equipment. She did that. Now she's making $1,000 a month, thousands of dollars a month mining. She was able to retire. You know, she gets up every day. She's happy. She's playing with her grandsons and her grandchildren. And just, you know, now she just got time to try to figure out, like, what I'm going to do with all these hours that I used to put in overtime. I don't know what to do with it now. So she's got time to really sit back and adjust her life and then, you know, find meaning and purpose, which she never had the time to do before. And I know, Lori, you've got some stories of some folks that, friends of yours, they got involved in Bitcoin mining. Do you mind sharing?
Sure. Thank you, Brent. Yeah. My story, actually, 2.5 years ago, I told my husband when I first started in the business, I said to him, support me. I will build this business. At the time, I had three goals. I told my husband, I'm going to retire you in 2 years. I want to set aside the money for our son because, you know, we need trust fund for him. And I want to spend time with my parents because they're getting older. So all of that I accomplished in 2 years. Six months ago, I was able to retire my husband. And right now, before he goes to work, I come home, he leaves, I come in. We're just like, you know, we never really stay in one house for 24 hours. We're always like, you know, like other people. We're so busy making money just to survive. And for me right now, I didn't only help change our lives, but I also helped a couple of my friends retire from their job as nurses, pharmacists, accountant. And it's just amazing, you know, watching my friend living the life that they deserve, you know, all these years of working hard and never go nowhere. And watching them, you know, enjoying lives with their family for the first time. And it's just more rewarding for me and more fulfilling, because I want people to experience the life that I have now, that waking up in the morning, nothing to worry about money, you know, it's just enjoying spending time with family and friends. I love that kind of feeling. Not only that, also be able to help as well other people financially, like my mom. I'm taking care of her because, you know, she's. She failed three times, and I mean, she had surgery three times, and I'm able to help her. I'm paying the two caregivers, watching her 24 hours, 7 days a week, while she's in the Philippines, while we're here in the U.S. And I feel bad enough that, you know, we can't be there, but at least I have somebody taking care of her 24 hours, seven days a week, that I'm supporting that. And through this BBIT, I'm not only helping my parents, my mom, but I'm also helping a lot of my family members and also outside our family. I was able to help people with medical, you know, financial, and just able to support some families that they need help in this time of, you know, especially this COVID time that everybody cannot go to work. So it's really like, Mr. Franklin said, money, you know, it's not bad. It's what you do with the money, right?
Yes, if you are,
I cannot help anybody if I can't help myself. So through this business, I'm not only helping my family, but also helping other people. And it's truly a great feeling that you're able to do that. And I could not do it before when I was working, because I could barely make it on my own. And through this business, I'm telling you, we're changing lives every single day, not only here in the U.S., but all over the world. We are now in 37 countries. And, you know,
that's
having people
great.
Thanking
yes.
you every day because you're changing their lives, Mr. Franklin, for me, it's more rewarding than money. You know, and that's what I love about this business, because we can change an ordinary person to have significant, you know, income and a life that they never thought they could have. And that's what happened to me and my husband. That's why I'm very, very passionate in sharing this opportunity, because I want them to have the same lifestyle that I have that I never thought I could. You know, especially I'm only in 50s and my husband in 50s, you know. So a lot of people at the age of 70, they're still working hard just to survive.
True.
And through this business,
I appreciate you sharing that. I also want to share why you all are on here. I sent my son to do some volunteer work at a church down the street, Mount Calvary Holy Church, and he ran into this lady named Ella. And Ella gave my son, after he helped some young ladies who were homeless move into some apartments and move their furniture, and he was supposed to be doing it as a volunteer for the 100 Fathers, but he came home and he said, "Dad, the lady gave me a $100 bill." I said, "She did what?" So I called the lady up. I said, "You know, you gave my son $100. This is a volunteer." She said, "No, I'm working. I'm a miner, mining Bitcoin, and I got it like that. And so I'm spreading it out." She said, "I'm helping the homeless. We're help," and then she helped my organization. We're giving school supplies to kids, to needy kids all over the city, big boxes of stuff and things that kids would never have. And so there are people who I have met who are helping our community to grow because they have the ability to do it, because they're generating wealth doing Bitcoin mining. That's why I had you all on this show, so that the community can find out what you can do, not only to help yourself, but to help somebody else. And this opportunity, first I want to say this is Near 2X Radio. This is the voice of the people. But if you're interested, go to www.100fathers.org. Leave us a note. Leave us your number. And we'll get back in contact with you and get you in contact with an opportunity to change your financial paradigm. I'm not talking about what I think. When my son came in here with $100, incidentally, I got to work with him on that. That $100 is kind of fast. You know, I got to do some more work, Brent, on showing him how to budget his money. But nevertheless, it was two young men I sent down there, and both of them got $100. I said, "What could?" But you see, that is the possibility. If we do what is right, we can make things happen in our community. And so I appreciate you all coming on, telling the story about mining, because a lot of people don't even know what mining is. A lot of times people come, "Oh, yeah, I know about Bitcoin. I know about it." They don't know about it at all. So I wanted you on to let the public know, hey, there's another way that you can generate wealth. And like you said, Brent, your time tears down on your body, running back and forth, working three shifts, working three jobs. How about investing in something that's going to pay you and pay you day and night? How about that? So I appreciate you both coming on, telling the stories about this new generational wealth about the fact that over 10 years ago, this wasn't possible. But the greatest wealth exchange is happening right now, and we do not want the black community to miss it. Isn't that the story? This is a story of opportunity, but it's also a story of timing, because you can have $1 million and do the wrong thing and be poor the next day. But if you take advantage of a situation that can build wealth for your family, your children, your community, we got to talk about that. Are there any closing remarks that you wanted to make, Brent and Laura?
Yes, I will say this. As I was listening to you, Frank, I want to leave this with your audience. We've shared some information with you today, and hopefully it, you know, really piqued your interest. And as Frank has said, reach out to the website, get in contact.
100fathers.org.
That's it. You reach out and you get the information from the source that have the information. Please do me a huge favor. Don't talk to your friend that know nothing about the opportunity. One of the biggest things that I've learned is that people tend to ask people who are uninformed for financial advice. And when they do that, they get their opinion that's also uninformed. And when you buy someone's opinion that's uninformed, you buy their lifestyle. And so find out for yourself. Don't ask your family member, your friend, your accountant, or whomever. Find out for yourself. Go to the source, because it's very, very expensive to listen to people that are uninformed or have a very closed mind. It's nothing. Ignorance is plenty. It's in abundance. And so I just want you guys, if you want to change your situation, if you want a different way, if you want to join the digital revolution, or do you want to continue to live in an analog world, there's only two choices. But the digital revolution is overtaking you. It's conquering. So you either get on board or you get left behind. And if you get left behind, it will be harder and harder and harder for you to maintain, because financially you'll continue to fall behind. And guess what? How many hours can you work? Do you want to work till you're 100? You'll work till you die, you know. And so please get back to 100fathers.org. Get the information for yourself. Don't ask people that don't know anything or very little for their opinion. And if you do that, you know, you will have an opportunity to change your situation, whatever it may be, including small business owners out there that are listening, especially you, because I was a small business owner, owned several businesses. I know that how that is. And that brick and mortar thing, you know, that's all great, but the people making the most money are making money on the internet. Just let me leave that there. Okay, back to you, Frank.
Thank you.
Okay, Lori?
Yes, I added to what you say, Brent. You know, listen to the people. This is me. When I started 2.5 years ago, I have a few people told me not to do it, not to get involved. And I'm glad I did not listen to them, and they were my best friend. There are some of them are my family members. I'm glad I did not listen to them. I did not follow them. You know who I follow? I follow the CEO of the company, because I know that this guy is genius. When he was only 13 years old, he started building his own first tech company and sold it for $1.6 million at the age of 15 and became self-made millionaire. So not only that, at age 17, he created another second tech company sold it to a German firm for $175,000 that became $191 million 2 years later. So who am I going to follow? My broke friends or this, somebody who is a genius? So I just, they told me not to do it. They told me to stay away from it. I just continue. I just focus where I'm going. And 2.5 years later, I am right now where I am because I did not follow the wrong people. So
that's
what Brent is saying. You know, don't ask people who doesn't know what they're doing, what they're talking, and know too much about the industry. You know, this is going to be $80 trillion business in 15 years. We only have two choices. Do you want to be part of it or just want to watch people make money? So, Brian
and
I, Mr. Franklin, everybody,
that,
we are going to be part of making money.
Thank you so much. I hear y'all's passion. There's a revolution going on that's economic, political, social, spiritual. This is the economic part, because without money, you can't do anything. And so we're going to have to build some wealth in our community. Take a look at the digital revolution. Go to www.100fathers.org. Find out how you can get involved now, because with that, we can make a change for the betterment of our children, our families, and our community. This is Frank Malone and Lana Hallamari Malone on the Father's Next Level Empowerment Hour, coming to you on the voice of the people, NEX, Sister Nia 2X Radio. Thank you for your time. Reach back out to us, and we'll talk to you next week. Peace and blessings.